Hey everybody, Sharon McLaughlin here. I'm the founder of MindLow and the Female Physician Entrepreneurs Facebook group. Each week, I'll be bringing you tips to help build your business. One of the problems that we have as business owners is that we don't know where to focus, and this is where my journals come in. Could you do me a favor? If you like what you're hearing, could you leave a good review and also share it with a friend? Thank you for joining me this week. I wanted to speak about our summit. That is the Female Physician Entrepreneur Summit that occurred April 23rd to April 25th. We finished, closed up the group, and we will be doing it again. But here's what I've learned. It's important when you're doing a summit to make sure that all bases are covered and to really define the goal. My goal was to let physicians know that there's options. There's options outside of working in corporate medicine. That was my goal for this summit. When I sat down to invite the speakers, I had this in mind. Who could I ask that would be able to provide information in a helpful, digestible way to other physicians that feel burnt out, just not happy right now? I started off with speakers because I believe that where we are now, we're all good speakers as physicians. We're used to researching a topic, being able to break it down, and then give it in a way that's very digestible to the person listening to it. So as far as I'm concerned, we all have speaking abilities. We all have a course creation within us, and we all have a book within us. So those are the topics that I definitely wanted to cover. And then I looked around as far as who's been active in the group and who I've seen in the group and who I've met over the years, and really kind of handpicked different people who I thought would be able to give inspiration to others that are, again, going through a hard time. So here are some tips that I learned. It's definitely important to promote. You can have a great product, but without being able to market, that's going to be impossible. When I did a summit a few years back, I did a weight loss summit, it was definitely easier to promote. We didn't use any Facebook ads. It was all word of mouth and it spread like wildfire. That wasn't the case this time around. It was definitely slow in the beginning. And I actually wondered, and I had said to people, I hope this is not a flop. I have all these speakers taking time to do these videos. And my goodness, I need to have some, you know, participants here. I put it in the group, I put it on Facebook, but people just weren't seeing it. And as a Facebook admin, you're able to see the reach, and I saw that it was low. I saw that the engagement was low on my own profile page. So I was definitely concerned. So what do? You ask people for help, right? If you're in a bind, you ask people for help. And people were promoting it. And then again, it took off. The last day of the summit, right before I was closing the group, people still wanted to come in. So it's all a matter of word of mouth, putting it out there and being able to promote. The next question is, how do people join? You know, I'm pretty good at building up websites. I'm very comfortable with it. I don't need to hire it out. I had taken a previous template and within 5 minutes I had a sales page. But here's the thing, what do you put on the sales page? Remember, it always has to be answering people's pain points. And I knew who my target market was. It was physicians who were going through burnout. So I wanted to make sure that all the pain points were covered. If you feel like you're a cog on the wheel, if you're wondering what else there is out there outside of the clinical exam, all those had to be answered. And then you always have to answer, what is in it for me? If people are going to come, it's going to be either time or money. This summit was free. Everyone is very short of time, right? So then you want to make it an opportunity for them to come. And what I did was allow networking. It was all about networking, collaborating, and really making connections. And that was extremely important to me within the Facebook group that we started specifically for the summit. So we had a lot of people doing introduction posts, a lot of connections being made. If I saw that there was perhaps somebody looking for something or in a specific field, I reached out to others, I tagged others and said, you know, perhaps you guys can collaborate. So that was a really good point as well. Let's talk about the sales page and the steps involved. I always say, and it's advice that I need to follow, be clear and concise rather than being creative. Creative is great. I love different branding and everything about creativity, but if the message isn't clear, it's a problem. One of the things that I first noticed, a couple people reached out to me and they said, Sharon, there's a bar that's not working. It's not loading. The page isn't loading. So when I heard there was a problem, I actually went right to the website and I tested it myself and it was loading just like it should be loading. It was taking me through the different steps that I had set up. So I didn't understand. And I reached out again. I said, when you say loading, do you mean like you're seeing like that circle thing going on, like it's loading? And they're like, no, it brings me to the page, but then there's a bar on the page that doesn't load completely, and so I'm not getting my email. And I thought to myself, I'm like, there is no bar. What is this person talking about? And I went back to that thank you page, and I looked. What I did was I actually put one of those cartoons, like it's a GIF, G-I-F, you know, those little cartoons that you see all over Facebook. I actually put a bar in there because I thought it was pretty neat looking, like showing that the page is loading and that, you know, your email was being sent to you. But that in itself was actually confusing people. So I had to remove that right away, which I did. And the other thing that I will mention to you is branding. I think it's really important to be consistent across all branding. And we've heard this before from marketers. We've been told it and we've seen it. However, this was also confusing. I had a Facebook group with over 8,000 women physicians. I wanted to do this summit in another Facebook group for a number of reasons. I wanted to include men in it. I think that's really important to be able to connect and grow. So I knew right from the beginning it was not going to be in our regular female physician entrepreneurs Facebook group. So I decided to do another group. And on that thank you page, there was a link to the Facebook group right from the beginning. As soon as you hit that thank you page, you couldn't help but see it. However, I think that that confused people because people were thinking, oh, I'm already in the Female Physician Entrepreneur Facebook group. But in fact, it was the Female Physician Entrepreneur Summit group. And on top of that, the cover that I put was the same as the two different groups. So within a few hours, I realized that was an issue and I changed it quickly. But I think the damage was done. People were still confused having two different Facebook groups. They didn't understand. They thought that the summit itself was going to be taking place in our large Facebook group. And that just wasn't the case. I never planned it that way. And that's why I set up, you know, links to the other Facebook group. But I can see in retrospect why this was confusing. And I think when I look back, that was the reason why it was slow to grow in the beginning. People just didn't understand. And then the message became clearer with multiple posts that I was doing, people reaching out, people sharing, that it was in fact two different Facebook groups. How do people sign up? There were two different ways that people signed up, either through the webpage or directly into the Facebook group. And what I did was I collect data. It was important for me to collect data because I need to know what to do for our next summits that we're going to be having, what type of topics people are interested in. I need that email list because I cannot rely on Facebook anymore as far as getting messages out. That was evident to me right from the beginning of promoting the summit. So all that information was there, and I had people not filling out that information, and I had filters on. I just needed to see the people that had their email, that had the information filled out so that I can use this data. And that's how you registered. It was either through the Facebook group by filling out the information, or it was through the website itself. In both areas, I had mentioned that information needed to be filled out to enter that Facebook group. Next was the delivery. I believe with so many speakers, it was very difficult to find all the speakers. So what did I do about that? I used a hashtag speaker just on the videos that had the speakers. I had pin post at the top, again, just with the speakers, so that people can go to the pin post and kind of scroll through the different talks. I also had a schedule pinned to the top with links directly to the talks once they were published. And I also sent around an email every day of the summit with links directly to the talk. It still was cumbersome. I think the best way to actually visualize the material easily was through the VIP program, where it's basically an e-learning. Every speaker had their own module, they had their bios, they had links to their freebies, and you can easily scroll through the different sessions. But being that we're in a Facebook group, it was hard because people were doing some posts, there were lots of comments, and as you know, the posts get bumped. So it was very hard to keep everything aligned there. But I think I did the best I could as far as having the links directly from a pin post and also sending around the email. Another suggestion that I can make is having deadlines. When I had the speakers, I needed headshots and bios. So make sure you set up specific deadlines at least a few days before the summit itself. This way you can have whoever is helping you upload everything into the course itself. I used a Google folder that everyone could upload their photos, their bios, their videos to. You can make individual folders. One of the speakers had suggested a Google form. Either way, you have to take your headshot, your bio, your video, if you were doing a video, and upload it somewhere. So whether it's directly to a website or it's directly to a Google Drive, it doesn't really matter. It has to be uploaded somewhere and that it's easily found. So in summary, right from the beginning, being able to promote, letting other people know about it, having a sales page that's easy to sign up on, making whatever criteria you have for entering the group very specific, the ability and necessity of showcasing your speakers. A summit is nothing without speakers, and we had fabulous speakers. So what I'm going to do is, in addition to their Facebook videos, we're also going to be promoting them in the Female Physician Entrepreneur Facebook group because they took their time and their energy to help me out. I want you to do me a favor. If you see the speakers around on Facebook group, or even message them and let them know how helpful their talk was. Again, they all did a fabulous job and I am so thankful. The question that people are asking me, will we do it again? Absolutely. We are definitely going to do this again. I'm already lining up speakers for our next event. And I really thank you for joining me in our Female Physician Entrepreneur Facebook group. And if you have any questions, reach out to me. I love networking and collaborating. Thank you for joining us on another episode of Female Physician Entrepreneurs Podcast. If you like us, please give us a nice review and tell your family and friends about us. We'll see you on another episode.